This is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems, and welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. Today, what I want to go over is the idea of how everything is really a core exercise. And, you know, it's funny, I get a lot of questions from people, you know, how do I get my core stronger? Or, you know, well, my core seems to be my weak link in this exercise. What can I do in order to get it stronger? So that it's not holding me back in this exercise. And it's funny because, again, you know, remember, everything that you look at is based on your paradigm that you look at it through. And people, you know, even when they've done my programs and they've listened to my podcasts and they've read my blog and they say that they start to understand the difference between training muscles versus training movements, that muscle group mindset is so ingrained that I don't even think people realize a lot of times when they're letting it influence how they perform exercises. And so basically how this came up, like a lot of things that I talk and write about, is it was an email that I had gotten. And basically the gist of the email was that one of the people who's doing my ultimate MTB workout program felt that he wasn't doing his deadlifts correctly. And so what he had somebody watch his form, which I completely encourage you to do. And definitely he had a powerlifting coach watch his form. So that's even better because this guy actually knows how to execute a deadlift properly. And what the guy told him was, well, your hips are coming up too fast. You know, basically his hips were coming up before his shoulders were coming up. And then he was leveraging it up, using his lower back. And so he wasn't really using the hips properly. And so the idea was that the core strength was what was holding his back. His core was too weak. And so the question was, you know, the program, does it really have enough quote-unquote core training stuff? Because he was wondering if, you know, since the core was the weak link in his deadlift, you know, maybe he hadn't done enough work on the core in order to get it strong enough to perform the deadlift correctly. And so that on the surface, that question makes sense. You know, yeah, well, what, you know, why is my core the weak link in this deadlift? I mean, if it's the weak link, then I need to be doing more core training in order to get it stronger. And, you know, that, again, that makes sense if you're looking at it from a muscle group mindset. When you're looking at it that, you know, the deadlift is a lower body or a leg exercise, then you find yourself trying to pick weights and stuff and that seem to tax the legs. And so what is happening in this case in particular was that the core is not able to handle that load, and so the core was getting put in a bad position. But I would assume that if he lowered the weight to what he would be able to maintain strict form on, where his core wasn't being overstressed, where it could stay strong during the whole movement, then he wouldn't feel that his legs are getting worked hard enough. And so what happened was, and this happens a lot with people, is they worry about the prime mover, the main muscle that they're trying to focus on, and taxing that muscle and not paying attention to what else is going on. And so here's the way that you need to look at it. Don't look at exercises as training body parts. You need to look at them as training movement patterns. And this is because your body works in, you know, through a kinetic chain. And basically, that's where muscles are working together in unison in order to create a movement. And that those muscles and how they work, which one fires second or first, which one fires second, which ones are acting as prime movers, which ones are acting as stabilizers and assisting muscles, like that whole sequence of how those muscles activate and work together to create a movement, that's called a kinetic chain. And so when you're doing a deadlift, what you're really working is that hip dominant movement pattern, that kinetic chain that your muscles use to create that overall movement. Now, when you look at it that way, you realize a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And so realistically, it's not a leg exercise. If your core cannot handle the weight that you're trying to use, then realistically, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And so for those people, the deadlift is a core training exercise, because you cannot let yourself use more load than what your whole kinetic chain can handle. And so the, you know, the weak link of that kinetic chain is the true focus of an exercise if you take a movement-based approach to this problem. And so, you know, I was actually working with a girl last night who had torn her rotator cuff and had rotator cuff surgery in September. And so this is, you know, she came in after doing some physical therapy, and everything that we did deadlifts, and for her, the deadlift was actually an upper back exercise. Like, her ability to keep her shoulder packed in and keep that shoulder blade from winging out was what we were looking at as her weakest link. So I had her in there doing deadlifts with 15 pounds because that was what that arm could handle and that upper back could handle. Now, if I had looked at this from a body part standpoint and said, well, you know, 15 pounds isn't strong enough to work your legs, so, you know, we're going to need to put you on a machine to isolate the legs and protect that shoulder, then we would never get the shoulder strong in its true function in that kinetic chain. If you're always, you know, trying to protect those weak links and not let them be exposed so that they can get stronger, then you're really just building a false sense of strength, because that kinetic chain is what really matters. It doesn't matter how strong each group, each muscle is individually. What matters is how well and how strong they can work together to create that kinetic chain that you need in order to produce movement. And so that's what you want to be looking at. You have to focus on creating the movement correctly and letting that weakest link dictate the load. And, you know, do not, you know, whatever it may be, you know, for a lot of people it will be the core. For some people it may be the upper back where they can't keep their shoulder blades back and down. You know, for some people it may be the legs. You know, everything else is holding strong and they do need to use more weight in order to, you know, work the legs better. You know, talking about the deadlift specifically. But, you know, you cannot get the core strong in isolation and then expect for your core to be strong in, you know, in a kinetic chain, because those are two different tasks from the way that your body looks at it. And you also need to be careful about trying to train the lumbar spine to act as a prime mover. So things like crunches and side bends and stuff like that. And again, these things have their place in a program, but you want to really, you know, you want to be careful about how you're training a muscle, because training a muscle to act as a prime mover does not help it get stronger as a stabilizer. So using a lot of, you know, torso training exercises that cause a lot of lumbar spine movement and getting strong in that movement is not going to get you stronger at stabilizing. And just doing like planks and other stabilizing moves are not going to get that, you know, the core strong specifically for the task of deadlifting and working in a kinetic chain. You have to work it in the kinetic chain to get it strong in that particular thing. So, you know, some isolation is fine, but you want to look to use those isolation exercises to help you better integrate those muscles back into the kinetic chain. That kinetic chain is the ultimate goal for your program. And so when you approach it right, everything you do is core training, or whatever else your weakest link just happens to be. And, you know, in fact, Greg Cook, who is a real influential guy in my career and just a, you know, brilliant physical therapist, you know, he's got a whole DVD on core training, and the entire DVD focuses on the deadlift. That's what core training is. You know, when you really understand what you're trying to accomplish with training and with exercise, then you understand that everything is core training. And those big movements that cause your core to have to act in as a stabilization, you know, or whatever else its specific, you know, task is in the creation of a movement, that is what core training is really all about. And so, anyway, so that's why, you know, it's not as easy as like, well, here's a list of exercises to get your core stronger. You know, realistically, the answer is you need to back off the load until the core can handle that load, and then only advance the load if the core can handle the load, because that is the focus. That your weakest link is what you're trying to focus on with that exercise, even if that focus, even if it's like away from the prime mover. And like I said, for the girl that I was working with last night, you know, she was, you know, it was really kind of foreign, the fact that I was focusing on what was happening on her upper back and letting that dictate what was going on with a deadlift, because a deadlift is a lower body exercise. The shoulder's about as far away from the legs as you can get, and yet for her, that was the focus of that exercise. And so anyways, hopefully this makes sense and kind of, you know, brings some of these things into perspective and whatnot. You know, again, this whole idea of what I'm trying to bring to the mountain biking world, you know, it's a pretty foreign concept in fitness training in general, and it is pretty much completely unheard of in mountain bike training circles. So again, you know, if this doesn't sound like it makes a whole lot of sense, you know, listen to this podcast again. You know, if you have any questions, go to, I'll have this posted on my blog at bikejames.com. You can, you know, post a comment, or a question in the comment section, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can there. But anyways, if you try to change your paradigm, you change the way that you look at exercise, and you realize that you're working movement patterns, you're working kinetic chains, and any chain is only as strong as its weakest link. You can strengthen every other link in a chain, but if you haven't addressed that weak link, then the overall strength of the chain is not really stronger. So that's what you need to be looking at there. So anyways, once again, it's been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. I'll talk to you guys in the next one.